Oh my God, is this a dream? Is this real? I don't know. I don't know what to think. Pinch me, somebody, pinch me and let me know it's true. Ow! But it's true. I'm back. I'm Jamie Waxman, and you are listening to Playgirl Sex Pod, broadcast either through wherever you found us, or if you're not sure where to find us, playgirl.com or playgirltv.com. And thank you for all the emails and letters, and I guess this would be similar support I've received over the last few weeks due to some minor, let's say, inter-office glitches. I had to get new equipment in order to broadcast Playgirl Sex Pod, and I am back. Guess who's back? Okay, anyway, I am back, and I am here and with you for the next set of minutes, however long I decide, I guess, to talk to you about sex, and more sex. And there's been so much that's happened since my last podcast, but since I have to choose things to talk about, I'll start with something that was in the news. Let's talk a little for a moment about Heidi Fleiss, who made news when she was 27 for having a very famous black book and being the Hollywood madam. Well, not too long ago, she made news once again by coming out and talking about creating the first all-male brothel that I assume, and I think everybody assumed, at least at first, I'm not sure where she's going with this now, would be catering towards women. And that's actually what she said. Now, I've written a number of op-ed pieces on this in the last few weeks, and I don't know how I feel. Do women want, and will women pay for sex? Now, I've had a number of interesting responses to this question, and a lot of good reasons why women would pay for sex, because this way, if there's something they want to try and they're afraid to ask their partner, they can, you know, immediately just go and do this with someone who can't judge them because they're being paid, although truthfully they can still judge them, because while we're paid to do one thing, our brain may be physically doing something else. Or that, you know, some women might just experience the thrill of the idea of paying for sex like men have done for so long. But I don't know, because there is the double standard. And I do believe that while a woman can pay for sex, the truth of it is, by the way, if I just got louder, it's because I'm still figuring out how to work my new system. But I do think that, you know, women can pay for sex, but they don't have to. We can go into a bar, especially if we live in an urban area that's populated. Actually, that's not true. We can go into a bar anywhere and find somebody who is willing to help us release, especially if we're heterosexual and we're looking for a man. I'm not saying all men want sex or that all men want sex with a particular woman, but I'm just saying that it's more likely you're going to find a willing participant, regardless of if you're giving him cash, to come home and screw with you for the evening. I don't think it's the same for men. A friend of mine said the other day what was, I guess, supposed to be a joke, but kind of, you know, jokes being as real as they get at times as well, said that women are psychic when it comes to dating because they're the only ones who know if they're going to get laid that night. And it's true, especially in heterosexual relationships, and I am speaking in a heterosexist sort of approach here, but it is true that women control what happens when it comes to sex and that we get to make the decisions ultimately. So will women go and pay for sex? Actually, I just read something that says, as previously reported by the Buffet, I don't know what that is, but it's a dispatch from Las Vegas. Heidi Fleiss no longer has a business partner. She doesn't have a license to operate a brothel, and she, of course, doesn't have a brothel. All Heidi Fleiss has is 60 acres in rural Nevada and now, of course, an HBO film crew. So apparently HBO is going to film Fleiss's attempt to make this brothel, but I wonder, will the brothel have to cater to a male clientele as well? Because, you know, men still pay for sex a lot more than women do, so it shall be interesting. I will, for one, be following the story, and that means I'll keep you posted, because as long as I have Playgirl Sex Pod, you will know a little bit about what's going on in the world of sex and a lot more about sex. And in continuing this tradition, I decided that because the holidays are coming up, and I taught a class last night here in New York, last night being Sunday night because it is Monday as I'm recording Playgirls podcast. I thought that there might be some benefit in discussing some sex toys that you can shop for boys. We can do sex toys for girls again at another point. But toys for boys, what is out there and what? How do you use them? Really, that's always a good question. So let's go over some of my favorite toys for boys. Of course, the first one I will mention is a very simple, basic, and cheap toy, and it's called a cock ring. I'm really in love with the series of cock rings that Playgirl has actually put out because they're nice colors. They have the nubs that are supposed to extend her pleasure. I'm not so sure if, you know, they actually increase the pleasure any more than a regular cock ring, say, but they just look really nice and the packaging is fantastic. So Playgirl Signature Collection available at pipedreams.com or just log on to playgirl.com and search for our sex toys there. Anyway, cock rings. Silicone cock ring is a great cock ring to start for guys. Why? Well, that's a great question, and I'm glad I've asked it to myself. I crack me up. I don't know why, but I do. Anyway, why is silicone cock ring? It's very stretchy, and for those people who aren't accustomed to using cock rings, it feels safe because it's so stretchy, you can take it off very easily. And if you can't get it off, you can cut it off. But trust me, it's so stretchy, you can get it off. How do you use a cock ring? Well, cock rings are sex toys that combine both the penis and testicles, and they reduce the flow of blood. But you don't need to necessarily place a cock ring over your testicles in order to feel a sensation. If you're with a partner and you notice, or if you are the partner, if you're a male listening to the Playgirl Sex Pod, and you like some pressure applied at the base of your shaft, a cock ring is something that you might want to try. So how do you use it? With a slightly erect penis, you don't want to put this on a flaccid penis. You put the cock ring up to the base of the shaft or over the shaft and balls. Again, silicone cock ring is great because it is so stretchy. So you put this cock ring over the base of the shaft or the shaft and balls and watch your erection grow. What a cock ring does is allows blood to flow in, not so much out. It is supposed to prolong your erection, and also, this allows you to have sex for longer, obviously. And then when you do eventually orgasm, if that is the end result of your sexual, I want to stop using sex play because it just doesn't sound very sexy to me. But if orgasm is the end of your sex play, until I think of a better word, of course, then when you do orgasm, the sensation of orgasming will feel a lot different. I don't know what it will feel like, because I've never orgasmed with a penis before, how it will feel different. But I've had partners tell me that their orgasms do feel different after using a cock ring. So cock rings, that's one thing that you can use with your male partners. They are toys for boys. Also, Aneros. The Aneros is a male prostate stimulator that is actually inserted into the butt in order to stimulate the prostate. The prostate is located like the G-spot in a way where when you're searching for it inside somebody, you want to point towards the belly. So if a guy is lying on his back and you're looking for his prostate, it's that same come hither motion that you would use to find your G-spot. Prostate stimulation is really important because, this is on a serious note, 1 out of 11 or 12 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And massaging your prostate is a great way to, or massaging his prostate, to help possibly eliminate the risk of prostate cancer, or at least reduce the risk of prostate cancer. So the Aneros is a male G-spot stimulator designed just for prostate stimulation. It's hard plastic, easy to clean. It's white. It doesn't look scary. And every guy I know who's used it has absolutely loved it. That you can find at aneros.com, and that's www.aneros.com. If for some reason that website doesn't work or exist, just put in male prostate stimulator, and the Aneros will probably be the first thing to come up. But that's another great toy that you can use. Penis pumps are another toy for boys. Again, that is supposed to give you a bit more of an erection for a short period of time. No, your penis will not grow from a penis pump. But it sounds like it could, but it won't. And it sounds like a nice idea, but it's not going to happen. So if you're buying a penis pump with the sole intention of actually getting larger for ever, perhaps, don't do it. And I'm not so sure I feel that penis pumps work all that much anyway. I'm thinking maybe if they do work, it's for a good 30 seconds. And that's maybe if they do work. So penis pump, another idea. Also, masturbation sleeves for men. Masturbation sleeves come in a variety of shapes, styles, and colors, including the female pussy style, or the anal ass style, or the flower, the lotus, as well. So there are a lot of different beautiful masturbation sleeves out there. Most of them are made from cyber skin, which is nice because it's the closest to real skin feeling that you'll get. A lot of, you know, realistic dildos are also made from cyber skin. But what's not so nice about cyber skin is it's not so easy to clean. Unfortunately, cyber skin tends to get dirty quickly because it's very porous. And there's a complicated way of cleaning with baby powder or cornstarch, not talc powder. No talc powder for your toys. And so it makes it a little bit less desirable, perhaps, to get a cyber skin masturbation sleeve. But what you do with a masturbation sleeve is you drip a little bit of lube in the sleeve, put your erect penis in there, and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Take back the hand job. Feels like you're in something. Now, it may feel like you're in a little too much because a lot of masturbation sleeves are very thick. And what I've heard men say at times is that they aren't exactly feeling as much as they want to feel. But you know what? You don't know until you try it. So I would say try a masturbation sleeve. I also love boy butter. Boy butter is basically a lube, but it's not a silicone or a water-based lubricant. So it's not something that you want to use if you're going to use condoms or engage in intercourse at the end of whatever it is that you're doing when masturbating. Mutual masturbation, so hot, something you should do with your partner this holiday season. But boy butter, it tastes like butter. It really does. I don't know why I'm eating it, but sometimes I do really eat it, actually. And it's a very, very silky, creamy lubricant that works really well to get your penis extremely aroused. Not something I would put inside a female, but definitely boy butter. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Or if you're not going to taste it, still yummy to use for masturbation. Let's see, what other toys for boys? Well, truthfully, if your partner likes things up their butt, any dildo with a set of balls or a flare base, which a lot of dildos do have, will work well. And men do like vibration. If you want to introduce some vibration into your partner's life and you think that he may be a little turned off by the idea of it, it won't replace you. It can't cuddle with you, talk with you, laugh with you. There's a lot of things a vibrator can't do. But if you're looking to introduce a vibrator into your sex play, I really like the Fukuyoko finger vibe because it's something that you can wear. And so it's like a hands-free vibrator. Or buy a vibrator. Playgirl, again, I'm really into this one vibrator we did that has three variable tops that are really nice because one looks like a penis, one looks like a G-spot or a prostate stimulator, and one just doesn't really look like much. And you can get that, again, at greatpleasures.com or go through Playgirl. .com and go to Great Pleasures that way. But a vibrator. If you are trying to introduce a vibrator to your partner and you aren't sure how to do this, I got this great tip last night and I love it, and so I must share this. Share the wealth. Put the vibrator under you as you're having sex so that this way your partner can feel the vibration and get the idea that it's getting you off and feels good to you, even though maybe you would necessarily use a vibrator on your clit or whatever. For a guy, vibration around the butt, really, really nice. But add the vibrator into your sex play without making it a big part of your sex play. And that's a good way to introduce a vibrator into your love life. So there are lots of sex toys out there that both men and women can use. Sex toys, although for so long I feel like it seemed that it was such a female industry, it's not. And, you know, there are blindfolds and there are floggers, great for spanking, and paddles and nipple clamps and... Oh, what else? The list goes on and on. Butt plugs and what else? Bondage tape. There are tons of things that you can use with your partner that are toys for both you and he, for him, you and him to explore, or for you to explore with him. If I'm trying really hard to get proper English, but I think that there's a lot of things out there for us to use with our partners, and that I think. Vanilla sex, meaning sex without toys or sex that, you know, is very traditional, is great as well. But, you know, once in a while, it's nice to be able to introduce something new into your sex life. It feels really good to be back. I am Jamie Waxman. This is Playgirl Sex Pod. And I promise you will be getting a broadcast from me every week now that I am recording in my own studio, which is basically my own computer, wherever I feel like recording this week. So thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out playgirl.com or playgirltv.com. It will get you to the same place. And you can check out my website at jamiewaxman.com, jamiewaxman.com. And please email me your questions, your comments, things you'd like to hear me talk about, anything. And I will be sure to do just that. It's so nice to be back. And please come again and again and again.